latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
A report released to coincide with the post-summer return to school and work reveals that 70% of the population of Spain suffer computer visual syndrome, which causes itching, redness, dryness and blurred vision, as according to the Catalan College of Opticians. Endless hours in front of computers, tablets, phones and the TV are to blame, with many people spending more than 10 hours each day staring at a computerized display. Secretary of State for Security Francisco Martinez has met with the Deputy Director of America's CIA, Chris Wood, in order to address issues and expand bilateral cooperation between Spain and the US in the fight against terrorism. At the same time, Martinez attended a conference supporting the global fight against child pornography on the internet. After a new law came into force last week which allows dogs to travel on Barcelona's underground metro train system, so long as they're accompanied by a human companion, of course, the animal rights and welfare group El Refugio has asked that the same allowance be extended to the network in Madrid. Macroeconomic improvements and increased consumer confidence are to be reflected in industry sales, according to the analysis by Anged, which represents such retail giants as El Corte Inglés, IKEA and Carrefour. A new system of monitoring the weight of Iberian pigs at slaughterhouses was implemented on the 1st of October. The system is now in place in 50 abattoirs, and so 97% of all pigs who are about to be killed will be weighed, with cameras recording the process to ensure that the minimum standards are met before they're killed and turned into meat for human consumption. Pig farmers have applauded the new regulations as a way of standardizing their output. Deliveries of the Eurofighter Typhoon to Spain, as well as Germany and Italy, have been halted after discovery of a manufacturing fault on the rear fuselage of the aircraft. Britain, the fourth nation involved in the programme, is continuing to accept the aircraft, as a Ministry of Defence spokesman said operation of the combat jet is unaffected by the problem. The issue is expected to be resolved soon, once negotiations relating to commercial factors are concluded. Although September is notoriously wet, this year Torrebieja recorded three times the normal September rainfall, concentrated largely on 3 days, as the weather front has mostly been moving along the coastline and in a north-easterly direction. Thus, the dreaded Gota Fria has been avoided, for now at least, whilst temperatures have also been 2 degrees higher than normal on average. Although a considerable inconvenience at the time, the rain is seen as welcome to many, as the region was facing one of the worst droughts in decades. President of the Spanish government, Mariano Rajoy, and the Chinese Premier, Li Keqiang, have signed a deal worth around €3 million aimed at boosting bilateral business cooperation. Li said that Chinese companies are highly encouraged to invest in Spain, as the Chinese government attaches great importance to its relations, whilst urging continual expansion of bilateral trade to accelerate growth. He also mentioned that two countries should strengthen cooperation in such areas as energy, finance, biological medicine, and the aerospace industry. And he recommends that Spain provide more legal and policy guarantees, as well as visa measures to promote this. Technology company Hewlett-Packard has announced that their offer of a free subscription to their HP DataPass broadband service has now been extended to Spain. By purchasing a number of computers or tablets, you will get access to 200 megabytes per month of free mobile data for 24 months via a preloaded app and without any commitment to remain with any network operator, the company says. And the Terra Natura Animal Park in Murcia has been celebrating some new arrivals after the birth of four tiny meerkats, Suricata, Suricata, to give them their special name, one of the smallest mongooses that exists in the world. The babies weighed in at just 100 grams approximately, and it's a fifth occurrence of captivity births in the Murcia Park. For more details on these stories and many more besides, visit the website theleader.info, which is updated 24 hours a day and 7 days a week.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.